This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 43. It says there, "For they loved human praise more than praise from God." End of quote. Listen, if they haven't approved you as of yet, they are not going to do it in the future. God says, "You move with my sovereign plan for your life, and I can deal with them at the opportune time." Do you know there are people who look for other people's approval even when they make spiritual decisions? This happened to Jesus and to Apostle Paul. Many did not accept Jesus Christ, fearing they would be put out of their spiritual assemblies called synagogues. Their name and their acceptance in front of other people were more important to them. Apostle Paul wrote this in Galatians 1:10 regarding those who purposefully opposing his divine ministry and call. He wrote, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." End of quote. You see, if you constantly look for the approval of people in your circle, beloved, you cannot be a true servant of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:4-5 says this. Apostle Paul wrote, "Our purpose is to please God, not people. He alone examines the motives of our hearts. Never once did we try to win you with a flattery, as you well know. And God is our witness that we were not pretending to be your friends just to get your money. As for human praise, we have never sought it from you or anyone else." End of quote. Do you know there are people in my life who would not give their approval no matter what good I did to them, their families and children, with the gift the Lord has granted upon me? Does this mean I must not be happy and live in defeat? No, not at all. The same is true with you. No matter what good you have done and contributed to the spiritual well-being, if they have not recognized or granted their approval, I can almost say this to you, they are not going to approve you in the future. So what would you do? You see, you leave it in the hands of the Lord, and you move on with what God called you for. God knows why people do what they do in real terms. He is good, and He is the only one who examines the hearts. He can handle it in a far better way. I experienced firsthand how God is good in dealing with such people in the past. Praise God, our Lord is righteous, just, and knows how to ask for when it comes for accounts. He will do that in the due time. Beloved, there are so many friends I have in my Teach Bible circle who sends me encouraging words and comments. And I'm so happy and I'm so thrilled to hear from them. I never met them, but I thank God and pray for them. I praise God for the opportunity to serve Him in this platform called TeachBible.org. However, I had people in my immediate circle who looked, and even looking at me now, with a face. You see, it does not matter to me. I am working for my Master with the gift He granted me as long as I can. That's the only motivation I have. Work for my Master for what He had entrusted to me. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 9:3-4, He said, "As long as it is the day, we must do the works of Him who sent me. The night is coming when no one can work." End of quote. Jesus warned us the night is coming when no one can work. Now it is the day. We can still work today for our good Master, who would reward us abundantly in the future when we are going to be with Him. Bible says, Jesus would say this to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your Master's happiness." End of quote. Matthew 25:23. Beloved, instead of looking for approval from people, I'll show you a better way to conduct your spiritual life. Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15 this, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." End of quote. you look for God's approval by faithfully doing what God called you to do. Do work with the talent He gave you to gain more talents for the good master. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know at the end of the day what matters is your approval. That's all it matters. I pray, Lord, instead of looking for people's approval, give me the courage to move on with your plans and purposes. I know it is sometimes discouraging the way people discredit you. However, it is okay. God knows the motives of people's heart, and He can better deal with it at His opportune time. May I serve you faithfully with the doors that you have opened up to me until you call me home. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.